The Mishnayis Mesechta Idis. The first Mishnah, Shammai Omer, Shammai says that Kol Hanoshim Dayan Shosan. All ladies, whenever they see Dam Nida, Salochris, they become Tomei. But only from that time on, Dayan Shosan means at the time when they see the Dam, when they realize they have Dam Nida, from then on, are they Tomei. If they touch something, they're Metama the Tyrus. But we're not afraid that maybe the dam came out from before, and if she touched Tyrus or Truma from before, that Tyrus should be Tomei. That's called Dayan Shosan. She's only Tomei from the time when she sees or realizes she has dam. However, Hillel says, Mipkida lepkida. No, that if Nisha finds that she's Tomei, she has dam neither now, she's Tomei midrabbanan even way back before, since the last time she made a bedika, since the last time she checked herself. Well, let's say today is Thursday morning. Let's say the last time she checked herself was Monday morning. So even though now she first sees dam now, we're afraid that maybe the dam came out all the way from before, right after the bedika. So from right after the bedika on Monday morning, we say she's tamei, that if she touched anything, those things would become tamei. And afilu liyamam harbe, even though it was a long time ago, since the last time she made a bedika, she actually checked herself. Still we're afraid, since she sees dam now, maybe the dam first came out all the way before. The chachamim say though, loike divrei zeh, no, we do not paskin like neither, not like Shammai, not like Hillel. Ela rather the locher is, that me'es li'es, me'etes al yad me'pkid l'pkida. In other words, if she saw, let's say now, Thursday morning, so the longest period of time that she could have tumma before is called Me'es Leis, 24 hours before. But if she made a bedika within the last 24 hours, then she's only tamei from the time she made that last bedika. Or mepkida lepkida, me'etes ayad Me'es Leis. Meaning if, let's say, the last time she made a bedika, the last time she checked herself, was 2 days ago, then she is not tamei before more than 24 hours. That's called the last bedika, which was 2 days ago, is shortened through the loch of Me'es Leis. Because according to these chachamim, Anisha cannot be tamei l'mafreya from before more than 24 hours. But if she made a bedika within these last 24 hours, then she's only tamei from the bedika onwards, and not even before, not even the 24 hours. Now, kol isha sheyesh lo veses, every lady that has a vesis has an exact time when the period, when the dam comes. She has a cycle, and it's called the ves kavua, that happened already 3 times. So, dayishosa. Then everybody agrees she's only tamei now from the time she sees the dam and not from before. We do not have to be afraid maybe dam came out before, even during the Ein Me'es Leis, or even before, if after the last bedika. We say rather, dayishosa. Now, Hamishameshes Beidim. The lady means she wipes herself right before she has Tashmas with her husband, and right after she has Tashmas, she makes a bedika. That's called Hamishameshes Beidim, that they have Tashmas with first checking themselves. And we said like both before and afterwards. So, Locheris Harezu Kefkida. This is considered like she made a bedika. And therefore, Memeetis, this takes away Al Yad Me'es Leis, from a tumma of Me'es Leis, via Yad Mepkido, or else from the bdika that she made before. Again, let's say 2 hours after Tashmish, then she starts to see dam. So we say she's only tumma the 2 hours before this, from the time of right after the Tashmish. But from the time before the Tashmish, then we're not afraid to say she was tumma. Because since she made this bedika b'shas tashmish, it's considered like she made a bedika, and therefore takes away from the time of tumah, whereas otherwise it would have been either Me'es Leis 24 hours before, or else from the last bedika she made before this. So that's the chiddush, that Meshameshes Beidim is also considered like she made a bedika. Mishneh Beis. Shammai Yomer, Shammai says, Mikav l'chala. Like how much flour do you have to use to make a dough in order to be chayiv, take off the mitzvahs of challah, the mafresh challah? So Shammai says there has to be a kav echod of flour. That's how much. That's 2 liters of flour. Hillel says, mikabayim. You have to have 2 kavs of flour in order to be mechayiv in chala. The chomer and the chomer say again, loike divrizev, loike divrizev, not like Hillel and not like Shammai. Ella rather, kav umach umechetzo chayov mechala. We have a kav and a hef. We have this much amount of flour that you're using now to make a dough. And then when you make this dough, you have to take off chala. Umishihigdulu hamidus, when they made the measurements even larger, Ormu, then it was said, Chameshes Reboyim Chayovim, like 5/4 of a kav is chayiv. You do not have to have 1.5, but not just to have 1 and a fifth. That means 1.25. Chameshes Reboyim, 5/4 of a kav, which is 1 1/4 of a kav, is enough to be mechayiv you in chala. Rabbi Yossi says, Chamisha Pturim. If you only have exactly 5/4, you're still potter from chala. But chamisha v'yoyt chayovim, if you have a little bit more than that, you have 5/4 of a kav, and that's a kav and a quarter, and a little bit more, then you're chayiv to take off chala. However, the loch is like the chomim, that it's enough a kav and a quarter. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Hillel Oime, Hillel says, Maloi hin mayim shuvim, like how much water of mayim shuvim, that means water that was fetched, that was in a kli, in a bucket. So we know you cannot make a mikvah from this type of water. So Hillel says if a molei hin, that's 12 lug of mayim shuvim falls into a mikvah, that passes the mikvah. But a person has to say this over in the name of his Rebbe, the Lashon Rabbi, the same way his Rebbe said it over. In other words, really the question is, why does he use Lashon of Hin? He should have said already that it's 3 kabin. So the reason why he used Lashon of Hin, because that's the way he heard it from his Rebbe, from Shammai of Avtalion. Now, the Shammai Yomer, Shammai says, Tisha kabin. No, not that you have to have Yud Beis 12 lugin, but Tisha kabin, that's enough of Mayim Shuvim to make the mikvah apostle. The Chum say, not like neither of them, Ela rather, Achebo Shnei Gardiyim, Mishar HaAshpois, Sheb Yerushalayim. When 2 weavers came into the Shar HaAshpa, that's the gate of Yerushalayim, the Idu, and they said over Edus, Mishum Shemayev Avtalion, they heard over from Shemayev Avtalion like this, that the locher is shloishes lugin mayim shuvim. If you have 3 lugs of mayim shuvim, and this falls into a mikvah before you have arboim saw, before the mikvah is kosher, the locher is poistlenes the mikvah. These gimel lugin mayim shuvim pass on the mikvah midrabonin, and you cannot use this water. You have to empty out this water and start over again. And v'kimu chachom mestagrayim, the chom accepted what these two weavers said over in the name of Shmai Vavtalion, that this is the locha. That's the locha that Gimel Lugim Mayim Shuvim is what passels a mikvah. Now, Mishnah Dalet, V'lomo maskirin as divrei Shammai v'Hillel levatolo. Like, the question is, how come the Mishnah before even brought down what Shammai said and what Hillel said? In other words, since now the Chom is saying over that they heard Edus from Shmai Vavtalion, and that was the Rebbe of Shammai v'Hillel, like for sure Shammai and Hillel also retracted from what they said, and they also agree now to the Chachamim. So it comes out that everybody is agreeing to Chachamim. So why did the Mishnah v'Chlal bring down before what Shammai had to say and what Hillel had to say? The Churitz Levatola, it's not true, they retracted. So the Mishnah teaches us a tremendous limud, that Lelamed comes to teach us L'Adaras HaBoyim, to the future, for the future generations, that a person should not be like stubborn and cold to what he says. Sometimes somebody says something, and then even though he realizes he made a mistake, he's afraid to retract, he's embarrassed to retract. A person should not be that way. A person should not be stingy, stubborn, and hold to what he said if he knows he's wrong. Let's learn out back from Shammai and Hillel, the others, the fathers of the world, they did not stand on what they said, but rather if they saw they made a mistake, they were not embarrassed to retract. So that's why the Mishnah first brings down what Hillel and Shammai says, and then it teaches us, even they retracted to accept this Edus over in the name of Shema Yevavtalion. Mishnehei. V'lomo maskirin divrei hayochid ben hamrubim. We know sometimes there's a machlekes the yochid v'rabim, and usually we paskin like the rabim, we paskin like the chachomim. So why does the Mishnah bring down what the yochid says if we do not paskin like him? The Mishnah just should have said just the rabim, what the chom hold. So it comes to teach us, there's a question, hoyo v'yein halach elika divrei hamrubim. Since we know usually we paskin like the rabim, like the majority, so why does the Mishnah even bring down what the yochid said? So the answer is, Shem Yira Bezdin as Divrei HaYochid. Let's say one Bezdin likes and agrees to what the Yochid says. The Yismachalov, and they have a right, they rely upon him, and they paskin like him. So we have to bring down the Yochid because sometimes somebody has the right to paskin like the Yochid. And therefore, if a Bezdin does paskin this way, it still applies the klal, Shein Bezdin Yocholovato Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi Achiyah Godem Imenu Bechochum of a Minyan. And let's say later on another Bezdin comes up, and they want to hold like the Merubim, they want to hold like the Chachamim, and they want to argue on the first Bezdin. So lachriv, they have no right to argue upon the first Bezdin, unless the second Bezdin, the Godel Shebadayonim, is greater than the head of the first Bezdin, and also there are more Talmidim in the second Bezdin than there were in the first one. What's going to be, how you go to Mimeno B'chochum of Lebeminyin? Let's say in the second Bezdin, true, the Chochem, the Godel, is greater than the one of the first Bezdin, but he does not have that many people there. Or else, Beminyan, he has more people in the second Bezdin. Avulei B'Chochma, but the Rosh, the Av Bezdin, is not smarter, is not a bigger Tam Chochem than one of the first Bezdin, then it still applies the Locha, Ein a Yochel, Levato Dvorov. The second Bezdin has no right to go against the first Bezdin. Achiyi, a Godel, Mimeno B'Chochma Beminyan. Unless the second one is greater than the first one, both in Chochm and Wisdom, of a minion, and they have more people with them. Now, Mishnah Vov. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, come out the same question like the Mishnah before, that in Cain, if so, Loma Maskir and Divrei HaYochid Ben Hamrubim. Like, why do we mention the Divrei HaYochid when we have a Rabbim, we have what the Chochm say? Now, there's usually we pass them like the Chochmim. So why do we even mention the Divrei HaYochid? So he has another answer. The answer is, Levatolo, like to disregard the Divrei HaYochid. In other words, Shem Yomer Odom, if a person would get up and say, Kach Ani Mekubal, you should know, I accept that this is the Halacha. So Yomeloi, we have a right to say back to him, you made a mistake. Because your Halacha, what you're saying over, Kedivrei Ish Pleni Shemata, you heard over what this person said, and you should know he's only a Yochid. Because the Rabbim argues on him. So therefore it's important to bring down what the Yochid says, in order that if somebody else says, I hold like that, you'll be able to tell him it's wrong, because it's not a Rabbim that says that way, the Rabbim argue on him. You're only saying like the Yochid, and we always paskin like the Rabbim. So therefore we have to know exactly who says what, to know which halacha is levatola, which one we should throw away like, and which learning we should keep, which halacha we should paskin like. Yemishna Zayin, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Roiva Atzomois Min Hatzomin. This is a loch in Ilchas Tumas HaMeis. So we know if you have a mace in the room, so it's Metama Bo'il, anything under the same roof becomes Tomei. Now how much is called a mace? So loch is a Roiva Kav of Atzomis. If you have a quarter of a Kav of bones from a mace, it has a loch of Tumas mace. Now Beishamai says, Bein Mishnayim Bein Mishloisha. This roiva of a calf of bones does not have to be all from one mace. It could even be from two or three mesim. As long as now in one room you have a roiva, a quarter of a calf of bones from a mace, it has tumas mace. Hilalim or Beisilim, Beisil says though, roiva atzomois min hagviya. No, you have to have a roiva of calf of bones from one mace, minagvir, from one body, not from two different bodies. Now he also says, Beisil, me roiv ha-binyin, oi me roiv ha-minyin. It's also enough to have bones that has the majority of the binyin, the height of a mace, even though this bones does not make a roiv ha-kav, but if you have a roiv of the binyin, or else roiv of the minyin, the majority of the number of bones there are in a body, even though this does not make up a roiv ha-kav, still it's metame b'yoyel. but it has to be Roiv HaBinyan or Roiv HaMinyan. Shama Yomim Shammai says, Afilu Meyetzem Echot, even one bone. And the pshat is that according to Beis Hillel, that there's a loch of Roiv HaKav, if you have a quarter of a kav of bones, it has to be from at least two bones. It can't be just from one bone. But according to Beis Shammai, even though it's only one bone, and even though this one bone is not Roiv of the Minyan, or Roiv of the Binyan, but as long as this one bone has in it the amount of a Roiv of a Kav, that also can make a Tumas Oil. Mishneches, Karshine Truma. If you have Karshinim of Truma, now Karshinim are a type of a beans, a type of a kidneys, that mainly the purpose of it, it's a Meichel Behema, you feed it free animals. But people can eat it also a day of Chak. So therefore, let's say it's truma. Now you're a mafresh truma from this. So now Beis Shammai says, shirin v'shofin b'torah. If you want to soak these beans now in water, you have to make sure that your hands are Torah first. You have to have natilat shadayim first. The same thing v'shofin. If you want to rub them, rub the beans along your hand. So you have to first wash your hands. You have to make sure that it's done b'torah. Since this is truma, Truma has to be done b'tayra, it's not supposed to be metame truma. But umachila b'tumma, if you want to feed it to the animals, then you're allowed to give it to him even though you did not make natila shadoyim. Since you're only feeding it to the animals, then you do not have to be makpe to do it with the hands that are tamei. Because anyway you can give it to the animals. Beis Hillel says though, shirin b'tayra. Beis Hillel agrees if you want to soak it in water, that you first have to wash your hands to make sure it doesn't become tamei. But v'shofen u'machilin b'tumma, v'sil holds, if you just want to rub it with your hands, then you do not have to have natilu shadoyim. You do not have to have the hands that are tor, even though it's tummy. And the same thing u'machilin b'tumma, you're allowed to feed it to the animals, even though it's tummy. In other words, this kashinim, since mainly it's aimed for the animals, v'sil says we do not make a gzera not to be shof for them with your hands tummy, although maybe you do regular truma, we do not make this gzera. Therefore, if you plan to feed it to the animals, you're allowed to even be shuffling, you can even rub it with your hands when your hands are tummy. Shama Yomim Shammai says, Ye Yochlu Tzorot. You should only eat these kashinim when they're dried out. In other words, when there's no water, that you should not be metama them. You should not try and be machsh them a kabotumma. Rabbi Kiva says, Kol Masayim Betum. He also knows that since the main purpose of these kashinim is to feed the animals, so anyway you do not have to be makbid on Tyra. Anything could be done but tumah, you do not have to wash your hands. However, the ma'isa of the locher is kebesilo, that if you want to soak it in water, then we say you have to wash your hands first. But if you shofen or machilin, then it could even be done even though your hands are tummy. Your Mishnah test. Ha-poyret sela mi moyis ma'isa sheni. That means someone that has money of Maisa Sheni, means first he had his peiros that grew, let's say, outside Yerushalayim, and he was paid of the peiros that grew, that was Maisa Sheni. He was mafresh already Maisa Sheni. Now he had a bunch of a barrel of apples, and it's too heavy to carry up the barrels of apples to Yerushalayim. So first he was paid of them onto money, and the money was made out of regular copper coins. And now he decides to take these coins to Yerushalayim, and they weigh too much. So he wants to now change over these copper coins into a silver coin. So Beis Shammai says, Bechol ha-sela mois. You're allowed to change over all your copper coins into silver coins. Even though it'll be much easier for you to carry it up. And even though then when you come into Yerushalayim, you're not going to be able to buy food with the silver coins, you're going to have to change them over there back into copper coins, still it's mutter. However, Beis Hillel says, B'shekel kesef or b'shekel mois. You always have to make sure that half of your money you're still keeping remaining in the copper form. Shekel mois. Thus you could take half of it, b'shekel kesef, change it over into silver, but you have to make sure you always have with you half the amount still in prutois, in mois, that when you get to Yerushalayim, you'll be able to spend it right away. Because otherwise you won't be able to buy anything. You'll have to go first to change over the money, the silver, into copper coins. And we're afraid then the prices will go up and the Maisa Sheni would lose out. So therefore, Beis Hillel says you always have to have with you half of it, half of your money should still be in the copper coins. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, a mechal in kesef uperes lakesef. Let's say you have silver coins already of Maaseh Sheni, and you have some peris, and you want to change them, and you want to be pointed them now onto one big silver coin, like you have a half of a silver shekel, and you have a half of a silver shekel's worth of peris. So together you want to change it over into one big silver coin. So Rabbi Meir said this also, he holds you can't change silver into silver. However, the Chachom Matirim, the Chachom say, no, it's okay. You'll have to take these two things together, the Peris and the Kesef, and change them over into one big coin, and just carry this one big coin up to Yerushalayim. Mishneh Yud. Ha-Poiret Sela Shemaise Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Like now when you come into Yerushalayim, and you have with you your silver coin that you have from your Maaseh Sheni, and now it's the opposite way. Now in Yerushalayim you want to exchange it into prutos, into copper coins to use them. So Beisham Yemer Beishamai says, Bechol ha-selamois. You'll have to exchange all the kesef of all the silver you have into copper coins, and you use them there in Yerushalayim. However, Beisil Lemer Beisil says, Beshekel kesef of Beshekel mois. Again, you should not exchange all your silver at one time, only half of the amount, because you're not for sure you'll use up all your copper coins now. Maybe you won't use them up now, and you'll have to wait till the next regal. And by that time, maybe the copper coins will rot away. So therefore, he says, make sure you want to exchange exactly what you need right now to leave over half of the silver to exchange it later. These were the Talmidim that were done in front of the Rebbeim. It's called Hadonim, the Talmidim that learned in front of the Chachomim. They said like this, and some said, the Gemara Sanhedrin said, this was Shimon ben Azai, the Shimon ben Zoyma, the Chanan HaMitzri. So they said like this, that Bishloisha dinorim kesef over dinamois. You could exchange it, like 3/4 of it still has to remain into silver, and only 1/4 of it you could change into mois, into copper coins. We have Akiva, and Akiva says even the bigger Kiddush, that Bishloisha dinorim kesef, true, 3/4 you still have to leave over in silver. Over Revius, and this 4/4, kesef brevius mois, only 1/4 of that. Even the last quarter, not the complete quarter, should you change over into copper, but rather only 1/4 of that you should change over into copper, and the rest you should leave in silver. Now, Rabbi Tafna or Tafin says, Arbo Asafre Kesef. Even this last quarter of it, you have to leave over to make sure there's 4 Asafre and worth of Kesef still left over, and the rest of it you could make into copper. It's a different type of a coin. This asafre, a different amount of kesef. Shammai says different eitzer altogether. Shammai says, yanichen obechanus. You're supposed to leave this money over in the chanus. V'yoichol kenegdon, and leave your whole silver coin by the grocery man. And then kesed, you'll take out money, the value of it, and you use that money and eat it. So that's the way you make sure you're not going to spend the money b'teres chulin. You know for sure all the money, whatever you buy with it, you're buying your b'teros kedushas Maaseh Sheni, and this is the way you'll use it up. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kisei shokalo, that's like a bridal chair, a chair made for a kala, she'nitlu chifuyev, that it was taken away, its arms, or the padding it has on the chair. So you can only sit on it now, ideat chak, but it's not really meant anymore for a kala, for a bride. So they shamay mitamim. The Shammai says till it has a tumas medrash, that if she's a zav and she sits on, she's a zova and she sits on it, still she's metama, because it could be sin. You could still use it either at chak. Ubetzilu metarim, Betzilu says no, this chair is not oimed anymore to be used, since it was made for a bridal chair, and now since it's missing its arms or its covering, they're not going to sit on it. Therefore, it's not miyuchad liyeshiva. Therefore, it's not makabel tumas medrash. Shammai says, Af Malbin Shekisei. If you only have the frame of a chair, even though it's missing all its padding, still Tomei. If the person's a Zava or a Zava and they sit on it, there'll be a Tumas Medrus. As long as they could sit on the chair, it has a Tumas Medrus. Now, Kisei Shekvo Bareva. Let's say they took a regular chair and they put it into the kneading dish. In other words, now they put it to be used for the kneading, for the dough, They're going to put the dough on top of the chair. In other words, they're not going to sit on the chair anymore. So they shami mitamim. The shami says, so what? Since at the beginning it was a chair, and now it still could be used for a chair, even though you plan to use it for the dough, still it's makabel tumas medrus. Well, beisil mitarim. Beisil says, no, it's tor. The sitz is not oimid. You're not going to use it anymore for sitting. Now it's going to be used for kneading the dough on it. It's not called a chair anymore for tumas medrus. It's Torah from Tumas Medrus. Shammai Yemi, Shammai says, Af also if bo, even if right now you're making this chair, or you took a chair that could be used, but your mom is putting it now into the areva, like you're first making now this bowl that you're going to make the dough in, and you're putting it, a chair in there. So even though right now you're making the areva with the chair, still, since you took a chair that was used to sit on before, it still has Tumas Medrus. And therefore, if a zav sits on it, it would have a tumas medrus. Now, Mishnah Yudeis, Elu Dvorim. These are the things shechozru beis hilul lahiros kedivrei beis Shammai. That even though first it was a machlekes, but later on beis hilul retracted, and now he also paskins like beis Shammai. One halacha is a isha shebo medina sayom. If a lady comes from medina sayom, from a city over the ocean, and it's chutz loretz. The yomim, she says, "Meis baili, listen, my husband died. So loch riz tinosei, we allow her to get married now. We believe her that she says her husband died, even though we do not know it, and we let her remarry. Meis baili, let's say she says her husband died, and we know they had no children, and she has a brother-in-law. So loch riz tisiabim is a mitzvah yibum. We could believe her. Ubeisil lemon beisil says." Lo shemanu, I did not hear such a lach like this. Ela b'bo min ha-kotzir bovad. That Beisil argues and says that we only believe the wife if the case is b'bo min ha-kotzir. Means that, like there was a case that once happened that people went out to cut down the wheat and a snake came and ate them and killed them, and the wife came home and told over, I saw the way the men were killed because of the snake. And the Chum went out and checked it and saw that it's true, so they believe her. But only he means to say where the incident happened close by, that we could go out and check it. So then she's afraid to lie. But here in this case, where she's coming with Dina Siyam from a faraway place, we can't check it out. We have to be afraid maybe she's lying. So Basila says in this case, where she's coming with Medina Siyam from a faraway place, we would not believe her. Omulahem Beshame said back to Basila, no. Achas abo min ha-ktsir. It doesn't make a difference whether she's coming from a close by place, from the ktsir, from the cutting down of the wheat in the field, that she said her husband died right there. The achas abo min ha-zeisim, whether she's coming back from the olive tree, and she says there her husband died. The achar abo min ha-din ha-sayam, whether she's coming from the other side of the ocean, and she says that her husband died, we believe her. Because la dibru b'kotzir el v'hoiva, the reason why there was a case that she went out, that the husband went out to cut down the wheat, and there she saw the way he died, because that's a normal case that he would die in the field. But it could be the same thing is true, even though she says the husband died in Medina Sayom, there's this svara that Isha is daika mitzvah, and Isha is careful when she says this edus, because she doesn't want to make a kid mamzerim, so therefore we believe her when she says that her husband really died. And it says, Chozru beisidu l'hervas kibbe shamai. The Basil also retracted and now passes like the Beshamai that we believe the Isha even though she said her husband died Mimadina Sayyam. Beshamai Omim Beshamai says Tinose Vitito Ksuboso. In such a case where she comes back and tells us that her husband died, so she has a right to remarry, and also she could take the Ksuba, she has a right to collect the Ksuba from his property. Well, Basil says no. Tinosei, true, we believe her. For the Svar of Isha, Daika, Mintzvah, we believe that the husband died, that she's allowed to remarry, but Voloisito Ksubosa, she's not allowed to collect the money for the Ksuba. Omru Lehem Beshamas, or Beshamas said back to Basil, what kind of Svar is this? He tarta mes erva chamura, he's telling his wife that she's allowed to remarry. And if the husband's still alive, it's Namishanesis Ish, a terrible Avera. Still, you're believing her when she says her husband died, that she's allowed to remarry. So, isn't it for sure, shouldn't you for sure give her permission to collect the ksuba. It's only a question of taking money. At most, there's only nisa gezel involved. Or mulhem beisil, we still said back, motzinu sheinu achin nichnosim onach lapia. I'll tell you another proof we see, that now that she says her husband dies, let's say there are no children, so the husband's brothers have no right to come and take the nachla. We do not believe her. What's nageya to mominis, we do not believe her. So you see, there's only a special mnemonis that she could remarry, mishum dekonis agunis, but not because of money, anything to do with money. It's always al pishnayim eidim yakum davar, that maybe she has to have two eidim to receive her ksuba. And on this, Omru Lem Beshami says back, follow me sefer ksubasa numad. A chiyav ksub is different. Let's look inside and see what it says in the ksub itself. It says in the ksuba, Shu kaisiv, he wrote to her like this, Shim tinasi liyacher, anytime you have permission to remarry, titli mashakosaluch lich, you have a right to collect the money that I owe you. So it says in the ksuba that once she has a right to remarry, she has a right to collect the ksuba. If so, Chosru Beisil Haris Kadibra Beishamai. Beisil retracted and also passes now, like Beishamai, that not only do we believe her when she says her husband died, that she can remarry, but she's also not meant to receive her ksuba. Alright, a turnover. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Misha Chetziv Eved V'Chetziv Ben Chorin. Somebody that's a half an Eved and half a Ben Chorin. In other words, first two people, two Jews, owned together an Eved Kenani, and then one Jew, one Shutif, was Meshacher, his half. So now this Eved becomes half freed, and half an Eved. So Halacha is, Oived es Rabbi Yemechud, one day he still has to serve his Mester, V'yes Atzma Yemechud, and the second day he's like free, he does what he wants. Divrei Beis Hillel, this is the way we leave him, that one day he's an Eved, and one day he's free. Omru lehem Beishamai says back to Beis Hillel, if so, tikantem es rabbi. True, you made a good takona, you fixed it up for the master, that one day he works with him and one day not. But v'yes atzmo le tikantem, you do not make anything good for the Yevet himself, because the way he is now, he cannot get married. Lisa shivcha en yochel. He cannot marry a shivcha the way a regular Yevet Kenani could, because vas chorin en yochel. Because he's a half a Ben Chorin. So that half can't marry a Shivcha. Let him marry a Bas Chorin the way regular Eved Meshivcha could. And Yochel here also he can't. Because he's still a Chatzi Eved. So he can't get married to a Shivcha. And he can't get married to a regular freed lady, a Bas Chorin. So Soli Botel should just remain like this, not married. The whole world was only created for the fact for the mitzvah of Piri of Rivia. Shnem the Pasuk says, Lo yisoyu v'royu l'sheves yitzara. Hashem did not create the world to be empty, but rather for people to live here, to be here. There should be a keem of the mitzvah's pru revu. So Marin says, Ela, rather, what Beishamai holds is, that Nei Tikkun Olam, the Rabbonim made a special takoni, a special law, that Koyfin es Rabbi, we force this master, for yoyisoyu se ben chorin, we force this master to free his Eved. And now the takonah is also that the Eved has to write back to the master shtar how much half of his value is worth. Because the master is freeing him. He's like giving him a present, you become totally free. So the takonah was that the Eved has to write him a shtar that eventually when the Eved gets money, he'll have to pay the master how much half of him is worth, how much his master owns in him. And Chosru Beis Hillel Harvus Kibay Shammai. Beis Hillel was Chosru and also passes now Kibay Shammai. Mishnah Yudalid. Kli Cheris Matzel al Hakol Divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds that there's a loch of a Kli Cheris, an earthly Kli, that if it's in a oil ha-mace, that means you have a mace in the room. So usually the loch is anything under the same oil, the Tuma is Metama, that Kli. But there's a special loch if you have a kli cheres, an earthly kli, that's covered up on top. So loch is the kli cheres does not mekabel tumah from the outside of the kli, only if some tumah comes inside the kli. So since the kli is covered up completely on top with a tight cover, therefore it's matzo that whatever inside this kli, even though this kli is in the room where the mace is, everything in the kli is tahor. That's Beis Hillel. That's called Kli Cheres Matzo, protects ala kol. No matter what's inside the Kli, it protects it, that the Tumas Sinais does not come in to be Matama those things. Ubeishamiyam, Beishami says no, that Eino Matzil Elo Alo Ichlin, V'yal Hamashkin, V'yal Kli Cheres. It only protects that if inside this Kli Cheres is food, or else some drinks, or else another Kli Cheres. But if other type of Kelim are inside this Kli Cheres, then we say it does become tummy. That's Beishamai. So Omru Lehem Beisilu, Beisilu fed back to Beishamai. Mifnei Ma, like what's the reasoning? Rehura, once the Kli Cheres is covered up on top, so there's no way for the Tumah to come in, just the fact that Tumah touches the outside, it's not Mitama Kli Cheres. A Kli Cheres is not Makabel Tumah from the outside, only from the inside. So just like it protects the food inside it, it should also protect anything else that's inside. So, Omru Lehem Beishamai, Beishamai said back to Beisil like this, Mivnei Shutomei Agav Amoritz. There's like a gzera, that if the Amoritz owns the Kli, so they are not nizer to keep it tor, most probably this Kli Cheres is Tomei. So then the Aloch is that a Kli Tomei is not Chitzis Mifnei HaTumah. It is not protected, it cannot be Matzo, the Tumah goes straight through. So true, if the Kli Cheres is Tahor, then Mika Radin, it would be Matzo, that the Tumah would not come inside the Kli. But it's Gzera, that maybe there'll be a Kli that belonged to an Amoritz, that was Tumah anyway, and therefore it does not protect that the Tumah should not come in, but rather the Tumah does come in. Therefore, Beishamah makes Gzera, we all Kli, even from a person that's Tahor, that the Kli inside becomes Tumah. So that's the Klalov, and the Yain Kli Tomei Chaitzitz, that once the Kli is Tomei, it does not protect the Tumah from coming in. So on this, Omru Lehem Beisilu, Beisilu said back to Beishamai, but Valoi Tihartim Oichlin Umashin Shibatoichoi, but you will agree that if there's food or drinks inside this Kli Cheres, then it is Tor, it does protect. The question is why? If you make a Xer, if you're afraid that maybe the outside Kli is Tomei, because it came from an Amoritz, so then even the food and the mashkin inside should also be tummy. So on this, Omru Lehem Beisham, Vashamai answers back and says like this, that Kishitiharnu Oichlin Umashkin Shevetechai, you know when I said that the food and the drinks that are inside this Kli remains Tahor, that's only Liatzmai Tiharnu. I was only Matarit for the Amoritz himself. The Amoritz himself is not Nizer anyway in Tumah V'Taira. To him I permitted that he's allowed to eat this food or drink the drinks. But for a chover, there's no heter. Now, therefore, it makes a difference. Avo kishiti harter as a kli. But if you want to say that the regular kli, the cup, that's inside this kli cheres, should remain tor, tiharter loch v'loi, it's tor not only for the owner, for the Amoritz, but like the Mepharshim explained, most probably a chover would also come and use it. A kli shetev, just a kli that you used to wash, other kelim you use, so there's a lock, like if it became tomei, you could put it into the mikveh and it become tor. Therefore, the chover is used to borrowing it from the Amoritz. And here, where he's going to find this kli inside this other kli cheres, he'll think that now the mace was not matama the kli, so he'll think you're allowed to use it. So therefore, Beishamai says we have to make a gzera that for other kelim, this kli cheres is not protected. We have to make a gzera as if the outside kli is tomei, and therefore the tumah comes in, so that a chover would not be used to using these kelim from the Amoritz. And the Mishnah says that chozru beisilu lohoros kedivre beishamai. Beisilu also retracted now, and also paskins like beishamai. Yeperek sheni, Mishnah Aleph, Rabbi Chanina segan hakahanim heyudavod vorim. Rabbi Chanina, he was the Sgan HaKahanim, means he was like second in charge to the Kohen Gadol. In case there be a psul to the Kohen Gadol, they cannot do the avoid on Yom Kippur, so the Sgan, the second in charge, he would take over. So Rabbi Chanina, he was the Sgan HaKahanim, and he said over four separate halachas, Hei Yedabor Dvorim, that Meimeim Shokahanim, that means through the lifetime of the Kahanim, through the avoidance of the Beis Hamidrash, Loi Nimnu Milisra Kastabosa, they never stopped, they never held themselves back from burning meat. Shenitma bevlat hatumah, that became tomei, no, it's bisar hakodshim, some meat from a korban, that became tomei
from a vlat hatumah, even if it means it was a sheni latumah that touched this meat, that the meat now is only a shlishi latumah. So by kodesh to such a thing as a shlishi latumah, they did not refrain from burning this piece of meat im habosu with other piece of meat of kochim shenitma biav hatumah that became tomei from an av hatumah. So in other words, that meat is a rishon latumah. So now when that meat touches this first meat, it makes the first meat into a sheni latumah. So really, it's being moisif tumah, it's adding tumah. And that's what the chiddush is. That afal pi shemasifin tumah tumosoi, even though the second piece of meat, which is a rishon latumah, is now making the first piece of meat a sheni latumah, which up until now was only a shlishi latumah, still they did not refrain from doing it. It's mutter to do this, because even though there's an inyan that the bosa kochim is supposed to keep tor, there's a laugh to make a tumah, but that's only if the bosa is tor. But here that the bosa is tumah anyway, just to be moisef a little bit more tumah, here there's no issa. And the same thing that hoisef Rebbe Kiva added to this and said also a similar halacha, that meimayim shor kahanim, that from the lifetime of the kahanim that lived through the Beis Hamikdash, leinimnu, they never stopped their refrain, milahadlik es hashemen, to burn the shemen of oil of truma, shenifsa b'tful yoyim, that a tful yoyim touched it. A tful yoyim is somebody that had tumah sherets on him. He touched the sherets in the morning, and he went to the mikvah in the afternoon. So the halacha is that he's still tumah until the evening. So if he touches this shemen now, he makes the shemen like a shlishi. So the shemen now is posel. You're not allowed to use it. You can't eat it. It's mutav hanor. Now, they used to burn it b'ner with a candlestick, a metal candlestick, shenitna v'tamim eis, that touched a person that's tamim eis, an avatuma. The halacha is that this piece of metal now, the candlestick, also becomes like an avatuma. So now when you burn the shemen like in this candlestick, the shemen becomes a rishon latuma. So even though before it was only a shlishi latuma, now you're making it into a rishon latuma. Still, they said it was okay, and that's the chiddush afal pisha meisifin tumah tumosoi. Even though by burning that first shemen with this metal candlestick, that the metal candlestick is an avat tumah, so it's going to make the shemen into rishon latumah. So even though you're adding tumah to what was here before, still it's muta, since the shemen at the beginning was not tor anyway, it was tumah already from a tful yom. So there's no issa not to be moistif, to be careful. There's no issa like to be moistif more tumah. Mishneh Beis. Omer Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKahanim. Again, this is the second halacha that Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKahanim said over, that Miyomai, from his lifetime, Lo Reisi, I never saw that or the skin of a korbin, Yoytze LeBeis HaSreifa, that you should have to burn the skin with the korbin itself. In other words, the halacha, let's say the korbin becomes posel, that's not fit to be used for a korbin, so halacha was supposed to burn the meat. He says never happened that they found the korban posel before they made hafshota. That's the halacha. If you find the animal to be posel, then the halacha is you have to burn both the animal with its skin. But let's say first they skinned the animal, and then after they skinned the animal, then they found out that the bosar, the animal, was a treifah. So the halacha is that the skin you're allowed to give to a kain, it's not osa, you don't have to burn it. So Rabbi Tzvin is saying he never saw the way the skin was burnt. On this, Omer Rav Kiva says that midvorav lomadno, from your words, Rav Chanina, we can learn out this halacha, that shehamav shetes habachor, if anybody skins a bachor, and after they shechted the bachor, they made a shechita on a bachor, that thought it was going to be a korban, and after they shechted, they made a shechita, even before the Kabbalah of Zrikas Adam, they skinned the animal. And then v'nimtza treifa, it comes out that this animal is a treifa, the bechor is a treifa. So it comes out now that the shechita was not matarit, and therefore you have to burn the bosa. So the halacha is in this case, she'yoisu hakana b'yaroi, that the Chanina saying over, that the kahanim in this case is allowed to have enjoyment from the skin. Again, since at the time when they were mufshat, when they skinned the animal, we did not have a psul to the korban yet. Therefore, the skin right away, like is given to the kahanim, and even though later we find the psul in the meat is burned and not the or. On this, the chachamim say back, lo reinu ein araya. That you Rav Chanina said, say that you never saw it, that means nothing. That's not a proof. Ela, rather, the locher is yoitzel veses reifa. Yes, anytime the meat is supposed to be burnt, so the locher is we have to burn the skin also. If there's a psul that happened to this korban now, even though you first made hafshoto, still the skin is also it's toyin sreifa.
Mishnah Gimel.
Af hu heyid, again, Rabbi Chanina set up another halach, another edus, al kfar kotan, that there was a small village, shehoyu betzad Yerushalayim, that was on the side of Yerushalayim, v'hoyu v'yzokin echad, there was an older person there, v'hoyu malve l'chol b'nei hakfar, he used to lend out money, he was the malve, he lent the money to the people in the village, v'kaysa b'ksav yodai, then when it came to write up the shtar milva, usually the loiva is the one that has it written up. Here the Malv himself, he wrote up the shtar with his own writing. But the Acherim Chaisman, he had other Edim, he had Kosher Edim signing the shtar. And the Chanina was made that this is a good shtar. So from this halacha, Obo Maisaf Nechachomim, when the Chom heard or saw such a shtar like this, Ve'etiru, they said that the shtar was a good shtar. Even though the Malva wrote the shtar instead of the Leiva, so what? In other words, the main thing is Eide Chasima Karasi, the Edim signing on the shtar, and since he has two good Edim here, the shtar was a good shtar. So the Mishnah says, according to your reasoning, Rabbi Chanina, Atalomet, from you we can learn out like this. Shoisha Koisever says Gita. Anisha, she's allowed to have her get written up. Even though there's a locha, the man has to write the get, the man has to give the get to his wife, but she is allowed to have the get written up, as long as he'll have Edim signing on it. Edim chasima karsi, that the Edim signing it, they are the ones that make the shtar l'shmo, they make the shtar for a good get. The same thing with ish, kaishav eshoivroi, the case when the man pays up the ksuba to his wife, the wife has to give him back a receipt, as if to say she received the money, the mokum where they do not write a ksuba. So usually the isha writes up the receipt and gives it to her husband. Here we learn out that even if the man writes up the receipt, also it's good, as long as there's Edim signed on it. Why? The Mishnah explains, Shein kiyum haget elo b'chaisamav, that the main thing is that makes a shtar into a shtar, or the get, is the Edim. So since Edim signed on it, that makes the shtar a good shtar. So this is the third halacha that Rabbi Chanina said over. Now the fourth halacha is, the almachat shenim tes babosar. If they find a needle that was tamei mace, The needle was navatuma. They found it inside the basar, inside the meat of a korban. So the halacha the edus was that shehasakin b'hayudayim tahiros v'habasar tamei. In other words, you have a doubt whether the knife they used for the shechita, did the knife touch this machat, this needle that you find inside the basar, or else the hands, did the kohen's hands, whoever made the shechita, did his hands touch this sakin? So locher is inside the Beis Hamikdash, the Azor is considered like a Rishus Rabim, and we know the klal is the Sofik Tum of Rishus Rabim is Tor. Therefore, because of a doubt, we say both the sakin, the knife, and the person's hands still remains Tor. But the Bosor, there we know for sure the needle touched the Bosor, therefore for sure the Bosor is Tamei. The Yamin says Beperish. Let's say we find this needle that for sure was coming from a mace, had a loch of an avatuma. We do not find it in the meat, stuck into the meat of the animal of the korban, but you find it in the junk, in the tzoyah, in the waste of the animal. So then the loch is a kol tor. Even the buster of the animal is also tor. Because this perish is considered like junk, it doesn't have a loch like the meat itself, it's not metameh, the buster. In other words, even though maybe the perish itself is tameh, it's not considered like a mashke to be metame the boso, because the perish it's masriach, it's not the chlala mashke, it's not makabatuma at all. This was the fourth halacha that Rabbi Chanina said over.
Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Shloisha Devorim, Omer Rabbi Yishmuel of Nechachomim, Bakerim Biyavna. Rabbi Yishmuel said over in front of the Chachomim three halachas in Kerim Biyavna, which was called like the vineyard of Yavna. It was called the kerem there because the Tamidim used to sit like in round rows, like the rows of a vineyard. So he said over these three halachas. First of all, he said over al beitza trufa. If you have like a scrambled egg,
an egg that's mixed up, the white and the yellow, that this scrambled egg-like was put on top of a vegetable of truma. So the lochrishi chibur, it's called attached. But the difference is, let's say now it's full yoim. A person, again, that was tomei touched the sheret, and then he went to the mikvah. So it's full yoim, even after he went to the mikvah, if he touches truma, he passes the truma. But if he touches chulin, for chulin, it's tor. So here the case is, let's say that full yoim touched this egg. So the egg itself is chulin, it should remain tor. But that's the chiddush, since this egg is directly on top of the yerek, it's considered like bottle, like part of the vegetable. And since the yerek here is shel truma, so when this tful yerek touches the egg, it's considered like you touch the yerek, therefore the yerek becomes possible. What's going to be the imhoisa kimin koiva? It was like a hat on top of the vegetable. In other words, it was like pouched up, there was an air spot in between the egg and the yerek. It's not lying flat on the yerek. Then ain't a chibur, then it's not considered like it's attached, like it's one. And therefore, if the tful yerek touches the upper part of the egg, the bottom yerek does not become posel. That's one halacha. The second halacha was, v'yal shi boilis sheva kotzir. We have a stalk left over in the field when you're cutting down your wheat. One stalk you left over. So it depends. The question is this called shikacha or not? Is it left over that you have to leave it for the aniyim, or do you have a right still to use it? So it depends. That v'roisha magila kama. Now this one stalk is not so far away; it's next to the rest of the stalks that are still standing. You did not go to cut down yet. So lochra is like this: im niktzura im hakama. If this one stalk now, now you cut down the stalks all around it and you left over one, but if this one that's standing is still next to the other ones, that when you cut down the other one, you could also cut down this stalk also. Then harei shabalabayis. It's still considered like part of the balabosses. It's not like leket or shikha that it belongs to the niyam. Since the balabos, when he goes to cut down the rest of his field, he could also cut this one down. It does not have a lacha of shikha, but rather, like it's not called the posik of loisoshul lekachte. That's once you forgot it once, you cannot return. Here it's not a problem, you do not forget it. You can still cut this down when you cut down the rest of your field. But the yimlav, let's say it's far enough away that when you cut down the rest of the wheat, you cannot cut down this one, then harei yishol aniyim. Then we say that this is called shikha and it belongs to the aniyim. That's the second halacha. Now the third halacha was, v'yagino katana, if you have a small garden, shi mukefas oris, that it's surrounded all around it by an oris, which means rows of vines, which is hanging over a gate, hanging over a gedder. So it depends. Im yesh bo kim loy boitzer v'saloy mikan um loy boitzer v'saloy mikan, then tis row. But if this garden has enough space inside it, the person could be standing by one side, that on one side he's standing, he could stay there with a shear that he could be boitzer on oven, he could cut down grapes, and stand there with his basket that he brings in the grapes. In other words, on one side of this gina, you could stand there with your basket that you're collecting the grapes, and the same thing, that's a shear of 2 amas. In other words, there's 2 amas tall sides of this gina. Then the locher is tizra, you let it plant other vegetables here in the middle, and it will not be considered klai hakerem, but providing that your marchik the zera from the gefanim, today avodas hakerem, which is shisha tvachim choruach. You have to make sure that this vegetable you're planting now in the middle of the vineyard is at least 6 tvachim away or surrounded from the grapes. Now, if this garden is wide enough that there's 2 amas each side of it, there's a 4 amas altogether, then you can plant something else in there. But v'yimlav, if it's not this wide, then lois is row, then you're not allowed to plant another vegetable in there. It would be considered the issur of klai hakerem. And if in a vineyard, you're not allowed to plant other vegetables, it would be the issur klai hakerem.
The Mishnah Hay. Shlisha Dvorim, Omru Lufnei Rabbi Yishmael. 3 things were set over in front of Rabbi Yishmael. In other words, the Talmidim asked Rabbi Yishmael, like, Omar Behem, Layisav Lahet, if he did not answer them,
because he himself had a suffix what the loch is, whether it's mutter, whether it's also. But Operation Rabbi Yeshua ben Masya, he was the one that explained the dvorim. He said a clear halacha. So one child was Hamafris Mursa b'Shabbos. Somebody wants to open up a blister on Shabbos that has pus inside it. So it depends. Halacha is im lasis lo peh chayiv. If you have intentions to make a nice opening there, peh, in other words, that the pus should come out and that other things, air, could come inside it, that I should remain open like, then chayiv. Yechayiv, that's called the maisa boin, it's called like you're building on Shabbos. But v'im lohitzi mimeno leicha potter. But if your whole intention is only to get the pus out, so then it's mutter. You'd have no intentions to make a Pesach. So even though usually midrabanan it's awesome, but over here it's mutter lechatchila mishum tsar, since you're going to have pain otherwise, the rabbanan will mater mishum tsar. Now the second question was, v'yal hatzod nochesh b'Shabbos. What's going to be if somebody catches a snake? His sword captures a snake on Shabbos. So halacha is im misasik shlo yishchenu poter. If your intentions are just that it should not come and bite you, so you do not really want the snake itself. It's like a halacha shen tzrich legufa. You're only doing it to protect yourself so it shouldn't bite you. So if here it's even mut lechatchilam, because again the mokam tzad rabbanu were not goza there is sir of a halacha shen tzrich legufa. But yim lerefua, let's say you wanted to hunt and capture this snake, because you want to use it for a fua. You want to use it to heal somebody with it, so then you want this tzedah, then chayiv, it's nisa di rice, so malacha of tzad. That would be awesome. Now the third shaila was, v'yal lefoson ironius. V'yal lefoson ironius, those are plates, earthly plates, made out of cheris, and right now it's made round like a ball. Just eventually it's supposed to open up the top to make it usable, you can put things inside it. But right now it's round. So that's called the Alephos Nirinus. She said, Locheris, shame Tauris, shame Tauris, V'yel Hames. Like right now the way it is, it's closed all over, it's sealed. So since it's sealed, even though it's inside an Yel Hames, the tumor does not come inside it. But Utmeyus B'masa Hazov, if this holds up a Zav, or a Zav holds this up, then it would become tummy. Reb Lezer ben Tzadik says, Af Masa Hazav Tairis. No, even if a Zav holds it up, or it's holding up a Zav, still here this Kli is Tor. Why? Even though usually Kli Cheris is Mekabel Tumah from a Zav, but here the Pshat is Mefnesh Lenigmro Malachton. It's not finished yet, this Malach, it's not called the Kli, Bechlal to be Mekabel Tumah. Since you didn't finish it yet, it's still round, you did not open it up, you did not take off the top yet, it's not considered a finished Kli. Therefore, that's the loch. If it's not nigra malachton, it's not makabel tuma. Mishnah Vov. Shloisha dvorim omer Rabbi Shmuel. Three things Rabbi Shmuel said over. Vlehoidele Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was not maskim tis psak. One is ha shum vi ha boisa vi am lilois. Shariskim of bajoim. You have the shum. Let's say that's garlic. That the minig was, they used to squeeze it out and use the juice before Shabbos. Relsva haboisa, that's unripe, are grapes. And vamlilois, that's like stalks that was not completely ripe either yet, wasn't grown completely. So sometimes they would rub it out. So here's some ashariskon, they rubbed it, they like ringed it out before Shabbos. So locher is shrabi shmo loimer yigmo mishatechshach. On Shabbos now at night time, you'll have to finish it off. Since you started to squeeze it out from before Shabbos, you're allowed to finish it on Shabbos. And even though the Rabbanan made a gzeira on the mashka that comes out from Paris by itself on Shabbos, that's only if it comes out from complete Paris. But here, since you started to be merasik from before Shabbos, it's even mutter mid Rabbanan. Sure. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, lo yigmar. Like mid Rabbanan, it's also, you cannot finish it, because it's not worse than mashkin that comes out of Paris on Shabbos by itself. Still there's a gzera, maybe you come to be morastic, you come to squeeze out full Paris. See, even though here it's muti midiraisa, but midirabonim, though it's still also. Yemishne Zayin. Shloisha devorim omru lefnei Rabbi Kiva. Three things were said over in front of Rabbi Kiva. Shnayim mishum Rabbi Leza. Two of them were said over in the name of Rabbi Leza. The Yechad Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, and one was said over the name of Rabbi Yeshua.
What are these halachas? Shnayim mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Two of them were set up in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. That yaitze isha b'ir shozov. An isha is allowed to walk out on Shabbos with this type of a jewelry with an ear shozov. That's some type of a crown made out of gold and it had a picture of Yerushalayim on it. And the svar is that since such a tachshit is only worn by an isha that's choshuv, so therefore they do not take it off to show their friends. So therefore there's no gzerum, she's allowed to wear it out on Shabbos. Usually regular jewelry, Medina de Gemara, it's also to wear on Shabbos, because the gzerum maybe should come to take it off and show her friends and walk with it. But here, since only an isha choshuva wears it, there's no gzerum. The second halacha was, umafricha yoinim, psulim liedis, people that gamble with pigeons, they play with pigeons and they gamble on it, so they're posul liedis. Now, v'yecha mishum Yeshua, the third halacha was set up in the name of Yeshua, that ha-sheretz pepi chuldo. Let's say there's a dead sheretz, that's metam, whoever touches it, in the mouth of a weasel. Umahalecha sagah bekikrish of truma. Now, this chuldo is walking over breads of truma. Now, sofik noga, sofik lagnoga, we have a sofik whether this weasel touched the truma or not with the sheretz, does it make a tom or not? Says it over a chiddish, that sveikei tor, in such a case, since it's a sofik, where the tom is be maleches, it wasn't put down in one place, it's just traveling, so that sofik maleches is tor, even in a reshus yochid, there's a new type of halacha, that where the tom is not resting, just traveling, and we have a sofik, whether it touched anything, so in a sofik, it's still tor. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape.